A virtual town hall originating in the largest city in western Massachusetts discussed resources and responses in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. The city of Springfield's Health and Human Services Department is tracking the progress of the pandemic as it spreads through the city. Commissioner Helen Colton Harris said the department gets a daily report from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health identifying residents who've tested positive for COVID-19 and then traces the recent contacts of the infected people.
And you might know that that's a really big task. Right now, in the city of Springfield, as of today, there are 601 individuals who we have identified as COVID-19 positive, and another 600 individuals who they list as their contacts at this point.
Springfield school nurses have been temporarily reassigned to the health department to work on contact tracing. Colton Harris was one of a half dozen city officials and leaders of community organizations who participated via video conference in the two-hour event Tuesday night hosted by Springfield City Councilor Jesse Letterman. It was streamed live on the councilor's Facebook page and on Focus Springfield and the local government cable channel. Letterman asked the panelists questions that were submitted from the public in advance. Colton Harris said a shortage of test kits for the coronavirus is hampering mitigation efforts.
And we have been asking for them, and I am hopeful that soon we will get some to at least test those individuals who are extremely vulnerable, like our homeless population. If we were able to test all of those individuals, that would go a long way towards pinpointing where we need to put our intervention efforts.
People who suspect they've been infected with the virus should contact their doctor or a neighborhood health center by telephone to see if they can get an appointment to be tested, according to Colton Harris. Jessica Collins, executive director of the Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts, said the organization is trying to assemble demographic data about COVID-19 cases.
Race, ethnicity, language, disability, occupation, and then specific zip codes so that each town and our region, each county and our region, and then up to the state can have specific demographic data in order to understand who is being impacted and what might be specific resources that we should be advocating for specific populations.
The economic impact of the pandemic was also discussed. Distributions from the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts were 23% higher in March compared to the same month a year ago, according to Executive Director Andrew Morehouse.
With the unemployment claims skyrocketing, we expect that food insecurity, which means not knowing where your next meal is going to come from, is going to spike even more.
He said with a few exceptions, most emergency food pantries and meal sites remain open. The spike in unemployment means a lot of rent payments due on April 1st were not made. Rose Webster Smith of Springfield No One Leaves said the organization, along with other housing advocates, is lobbying the Massachusetts legislature to pass a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures.
And we're pushing really hard for them to get something out to protect these tenants so that they're not feeling like they need to be out trying to find a job during this public health crisis, or that, you know, homeowners aren't out there trying to get jobs so that they can pay their mortgage because they're not protected.
The city of Springfield's chief economic officer, Tim Sheehan, explained the city has made grants available to small businesses. Initially, $220,000 was divided among 30 restaurants in the city. Now, businesses of all kinds can apply for grants from a $500,000 fund.
At the end of the day, they have to evidence back to us that they have retained a low and moderate income position.
Letterman said the town hall demonstrated the level of support available for people during the pandemic.
When we talk about getting through this pandemic together, this is exactly the type of camaraderie that we need in order to ensure that everybody is made whole, that our families stay safe and healthy, and that we come out the other side of this as an even stronger community. Given what has been said tonight by our many panelists, I have no doubt that folks are stepping up into that role.
The city council has been meeting remotely to get regular updates from the city administration. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.